B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest coronavirus numbers in Massachusetts. We'll be staying home for 30 more days, and Mayor Walsh announces plans to help the homeless. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if Offset is trying to hide his cheating, he's doing a very horrible job.
Leroy has your sports.
And I want to apologize in advance for today's sports report. It's not my fault, but I'm sorry.
But for as close to 700 more people have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Massachusetts, and four more have died. The total number of deaths is 48, and the total number of positive cases in the state is 4,955. A total of just over 39,000 people have now been tested for COVID-19. Trump has announced that he will be extending the federal social distancing guidelines to April 30th. It's recommended that people stay home for another 30 days after the original 15-day guideline was set to end near the beginning of April. And Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has announced the creation of hundreds of additional beds for the city's homeless population. He said the additional beds will ease the burden on the city's shelters as they practice physical distancing. The project includes 172 new beds at a dorm building at Suffolk University's campus that will be managed by the Pine Street Inn and Boston Public Health Commission. Another 70 beds will be located at a former hospital in Brighton. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Drake has just broken the internet with one post. He shared photos of his son Adonis on his Instagram for the very first time. It's a series of photos. It also includes his parents and Adonis's mom, Sophie, with the caption, a very long caption. But he says, what's most important for you right now is to connect to your own inner light. This will create the biggest opening of all. God. I love and miss my beautiful family and friends, and I can't wait for the joyful day when we're all able to reunite. Until then, please keep your lights on.
Stop being trying to be profound. You were hiding that kid for the longest time, and all of a sudden you're like this preacher.
Well, people were making fun of him, saying he's still trying to hide him. He makes the post at 4 o'clock in the morning. The Weeknd is sneaky. 10 days after dropping After Hours, his album, he released 3 bonus tracks last night. It happened at midnight. Now, the songs Nothing Compares, Missed You, and Final Lullaby, and all this coming after news that The Weeknd was encouraged to delay the release of After Hours because of the coronavirus pandemic. Word is some of his label people were telling him that it was going to take a huge risk by dropping it because there won't be any marketing opportunities, no TV appearances, but he refused, saying people need a positive musical distraction at this horrible time, and it paid off as After Hours has become The Weeknd's 4th number one album and at one point held the top 12 spots on the Apple Music Top 100. And Offset, he needs to do a better job at hiding his cheating. A video went viral over the weekend that was shot as Offset was on Instagram Live playing a video game. And you can hear off camera, you can hear Cardi B yelling like, babe, babe, like she was about to walk in the room. And you could see him, you know, so guilty. As he's playing, he hears her. He panics, looks around, finds his phone, takes it, grabs it, puts it under his butt, and just sits there. As she walks in, she comes in, and she like talks to him real quick. And then she's like, all right, babe, love you. He's like, all right, love you too. And she walks out. Of course, everybody was all over it. Like, listen, he's clearly hiding something. He went on Instagram Live a little bit later in the day. I actually saw this one, and he was like, listen, people need to stop being so negative. Stop coming after me and my family. I'm not doing anything. This is ridiculous. Everyone's just always so negative with us. Me and my family are fine. You need to leave us alone.
He needs to always add in again, I'm not doing anything again.
Right.
Because you did.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Celtics guard Marcus Smart, he was diagnosed with the coronavirus not too long ago, but he announced that he is now clear, so that's great. Olympic organizers are trying to reschedule the games to open on July 23rd of 2021. And the investigation into the Sox cheating scandal is complete, and baseball's commissioner said he will reveal the findings once baseball returns. And damn it, that's your sports.
Wow.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's all.
All right. Your good news today. So a lot of high school seniors are having to deal with the reality that a lot of senior year traditions will be taken from them because of the coronavirus outbreak. Well, a principal in Michigan wasn't going to let one tradition pass. So the school's been closed since March 13th, and they usually notify the valedictorian and salutatorian in person. And Michelle Flooring, the principal, wanted to do something special. So she found out from valedictorian Caitlin Watson's mother that she was working at a fast food restaurant, got in her car to personally deliver the news. She got a drink at the drive-thru, and when she got to the window, made the announcement to an excited Caitlin and to notify the school salutatorian, Alyssa Tarkowski, who's known for doing, you know, the bottle flip challenge and magic tricks. So the principal did the bottle flip challenge with the announcement on the bottom of one of the bottles. It was then posted on the school's Facebook page. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Bridgewater State University. Go to BSU. Go beyond. Visit bridgewater.edu/go beyond.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.